Yo guys, I hope you're well. I just recorded this. Actually done a video for it with the intention then of just quickly just dragging it over to a podcast. So I had the audio version as well, but obviously nothing is simple. I am on my own today. Jones is currently, what time is it? She may well be on the dentist chair now having her tooth fixed. But I'm not sure. I can't remember what time it is. But I'm going to give her a call after here anyway, see how she got on. How she's getting on. And today I just want to talk to you about one of the most common things that I come across most days now, obviously working in Pure Gym, because you're obviously my interaction with people is a lot more now. When I had the gyms over the last 10 years, I did speak to a lot of people who inquired about our program, but the majority of people I did speak to, once you've had that initial conversation, they were in my group then, so you were just seeing the same people over and over again. Now in Pure Gym, I have obviously access to a lot more people. I'm seeing brand new people on a daily basis. So when you open the conversation with how's things going, you open the conversation with what their goals are, 99% of people, probably 99.5% of ladies, will come to me and go, I just want to lose, and then just throw this number out. I just want to weigh, throw this number out. And I understand why this happens. Hopefully I'm going to explain it enough where if this is you, hopefully you can start to stop doing this, because you have to understand that weight loss of what you keep saying you need to lose is not the same as fat loss. They're not the same. People want to be something yet chase a weight loss number. I'm going to go into more details of this, and it's very easy to find out if it is a fat loss or a weight loss number that you want. When I did my counseling stuff and I went and did my level 2 and did my CBT counseling, A lot of counselling is about obviously listening and asking the right questions. You have to ask, like, once you start asking open-ended questions, which is basically takes away the yes or no. So if someone comes to me and goes, I want to lose some weight, and I go, oh, Sam, do you want to lose a stone? They go, yes or no. And then that's kind of the conversation ended. Well, if they come to me and go, I want to lose a stone, and I go, okay, why? The questions then start to open up a little bit. So they'll go, oh, I want to lose a stone. I'll ask why. They'll go, because I want to feel better. And then you go, oh, that's amazing. Like, why? Because at the moment, my clothes feel really tight. All right, they feel really tight. Is this affecting anything else? Yeah, my confidence has gone down a little bit. All right, what do you mean by that? I stopped going out as much. I don't dress up as much when I go on a social events. I've actually stopped going on social events. Cool. And is there anything else? Yeah, my partner, my sex life has dropped off a little bit. My confidence isn't as high, which is now affecting my relationship. All right. Is there anything else? Yeah, cool. What is that? Like, I'm trying to be on a diet, but my kids are watching me. Like, all of a sudden, you've moved massively away from weight loss. So then you say to the person, right, okie doke, no worries. So if we can get your confidence back up so you can start wearing them dresses again that you've got in your wardrobe or your drawer, whatever they are, we can get your confidence back up where you can kind of start feeling a little bit more of yourself, so you can then have sex with your partner more. You can feel amazing in your body. This is obviously going to fix the relationship thing, or not fix it, but it's going to help with the relationship thing. We can give you a better quality of life, better recovery. You're going to have more energy, more fitness. You're going to look leaner. Obviously, clothes are going to hang better from you. You're going to look better out of clothes. Also, fix your relationship with your food so your kids can see you become a better role model. If we can give you all that, but we only lose 6 pounds of body fat, would you be bothered that we didn't get the stone? 100% would say no. 100% would go, actually, it's not really about the stone. It's just about feeling like that and being that. And this is the same conversation every single time. Because weight loss and fat loss are not the same thing. A pound of body fat is massive. I'm not sure if you've actually seen what a pound of body fat looks like. If you haven't, go and Google it, or Google it after this. People say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds. And you're like, okay, you want to lose 20 pounds of body fat. Go and have a look what 1 pound of body fat looks like. You don't want to lose. It's drilled into you mindset-wise, especially if you've done Slimming World Weight Watchers, you've followed the wrong PTs. Most personal trainers are not very good at nutrition. Personal training, they're good at training. They're good at workouts. They're good at that kind of stuff, because that's what we get into the job for, because we enjoy working out. So we think we can make money helping people to work out. But then when you actually qualify as a personal trainer, because the nutrition is really bad on the qualification, you soon realize that you can train people every single day. If they don't get on top of the nutrition, the habits, the lifestyle, the routines, the behaviors around food, they're never getting results. So this is why I went and did my nutrition. This is why I became a nutritionist. This is why I went and did my counseling, so I can understand how why people do things a little bit better. So then I can implement this into my coaching to help my clients get better results. You have to stop chasing that number. Again, it's very easy to manipulate the scale. If you wake up in the morning, just jump on the scale, whatever that number says. For example, let's say it says 10 stone. If you go then and drink 2 liters of water and get back on the scale, 100% you will weigh more. You've just drank water. You've not gained more body fat. You just weigh more at that particular time because you've consumed water. So then if you drink the 2 liters of water and jump on the scale and then go to the toilet in half an hour or whatever fast that takes to get rid of it, and then jump back on the scale, guaranteed you'll weigh lighter. You haven't lost body fat. You've just been the toilet. This is what fighters do. I've done this three times now for ladies who wanted IVF. They went to the doctors after training with me for ages, lost body fat, looked amazing, felt amazing, but they hadn't hit the number for the BMI, which is height times weight, for what the doctor wanted them for, to give them the green light to get IVF. So all we did is they came out, we booked the session again, we carried on, nothing changed, and then we dehydrated them. We took the salt away, we took the water away, we took the carbs away. So then when they went back in the doctors, they were lighter on the scale. The doctors don't understand nutrition that very well, because the GPs, they're kind of, they're very clever, obviously, but they specialize in everything, not in nutrition. So then these three ladies went in, lighter on the scale, got the green light, now have kids, came out, drunk the water, put the weight back on. They didn't lose body fat in whatever the time was, I just dehydrated them, like a fighter does when they go into a fight. They do these tricks so they can fight at a lighter weight, get off the scales, put the weight back on, and then fight heavier. It's just a trick. The scales are not very good to track your overall results. Slimming World, Weight Watchers, they use these, they celebrate these wins. And I've seen ladies lose 2 pounds or 3 pounds, 4 pounds. And I've spent the day with them when I used to work in the shop. They hadn't eaten all day. They dehydrated themselves. They'd been in the toilet. They were lighter clothes from the week before. All these little tricks which manipulate the scales. Not they lost any body fat. I've seen girls gain weight on the scales and change the body shape so much, where they look leaner, they look healthier, they train better, they recover better, better role models for the kids, way more on the scale. You have to understand that fat loss and weight loss are not the same thing. You want a healthier body, you want a leaner body, a more toned body, you want all that stuff, yet you chase a weight loss number which is not the same. The sooner you understand this, the more you're going to enjoy the journey. You have to be careful who you follow. I understand that you should be able to trust every personal trainer and follow every personal trainer. Unfortunately, most of them are not very good at nutrition. Most of the ones that you see on Instagram, it's the highlight reel. You see what they want you to see. So when you're seeing personal trainer after personal trainer, person after person, with the highlight reel, and then you're not doing very well, or you feel like you're not doing very well, but you're spending that much time on social media seeing highlight reel after highlight reel, it's going to make you feel like shit. It's going to make you feel like you're the only one in the world that's not doing well. I do this myself. I will have like a chicken breast with veg for my lunch. I don't take a photo of that, like, but then I had that so I could save some calories on a night so I could have that burger with cheese and then that cheesecake for pudding. And then, surprise, surprise, that's what you see on my Instagram. I will always write stuff about that to say, like, why I've done it, or just share it. But people don't share boring stuff. People don't share the boring things. You will see before and afters and go, wow, she looks amazing, he looks amazing. Yes, they do. But you don't see the bit in the middle when they've struggled, when they've cried, when they've done gym sessions they didn't want to do, when they've missed weeks, when they've felt guilty, when they've been working on the basics. You don't see that. You just see the before and after. And then you think that you're not doing very well. It's very easy to manipulate the scales. Again, this is why when you go into a personal trainer's plan, or you go into your first week of Weight Watchers or Slimming World, and you stop eating carbs and you stop eating junk and you do all these little tricks, you'll lose 10 pounds in your first week or 8 pounds in your first week. Then what happens if you do a personal trainer's plan is, and they take carbs away, when the carbs come back, the weight comes back. So then you, in your head, you'll go, well, why have I not lost another 8 pounds? What's different from this week to last week? Oh, I brought carbs back in. They must be the reason. Let's take carbs away. So then you start to build this unhealthy relationship with carbs. When carbs are amazing, we need carbs in our body. It's our energy. It's the best source of energy that we have. All the nice foods are in carbs. Oh, and all the nice foods have carbs, sorry. You have to understand that fat loss, weight loss are not the same thing. You want to lose inches. You want to feel better. You want to look better in and out of clothes. You want all that health stuff. Yet you chase a number on a machine, which is easily manipulated. The sooner you understand that fat loss and weight loss are not the same, the sooner you will enjoy the journey of getting to the results that you actually want to get. If you are struggling and you're listening to this, I promise you, you are not on your own. Most people are struggling. Most people, and again, I do class after class in Pure Gym. I talk to person after person. I see people every single day in the gym, smashing the classes, smashing the exercise, whatever they're doing, yet they don't get results that they want. They don't get anywhere near the results that they want because the nutrition is not in place. You cannot out-train this nutrition thing. 45 minutes doing weights is not enough for the 23 hours where your life is in shit with your nutrition. You have to get this nutrition thing. And once you get this nutrition thing, this whole process becomes a lot easier, a lot more enjoyable. Because when you have an off week or an off day on your nutrition, you understand it's not the end of the world. It's not going to destroy your results. It's not knocked you off track. You see people going like, oh, I'm not going to have an Easter egg. I'm recording this around Easter. You know, I'm not having an Easter egg because... And you're like, it's chocolate. It's about 200 calories, 250 calories max, let's say. If you're an adult looking to lose weight, 250 calories would not touch the sides if your nutrition was properly done, especially over the week. You have to understand and you have to learn this nutrition thing, because if you don't, you're just like banging your head against the wall. You can do all the burpees you want, all the classes you want. You are never, ever getting the results you want. The sooner you sort your nutrition out, the sooner you understand fat loss and weight loss are not the same thing, the sooner you're going to get the results you actually want. If you do need help, message me. I've got free giveaways to help you. I'm obviously a coach, a nutritionist. I can help you with this. Come into my world. Let me help you to get the results you finally want. Simply message me at Fat Loss Coach on Instagram. Just drop me a message. You're saying you've heard me on the podcast. You would like a chat. We'll chat. Let's open a conversation up. Let's see what we can do to help you get where you want to go. I will be back with Joan soon. Hopefully we'll get her back on. She's just really busy at the minute. She's absolutely smashing Pure Gym to bits. But we will be sitting down soon. We will get back on these. We do enjoy them. It's like our little rant, our place to rant about things. Wherever you are in the world, enjoy, and I will see you soon.